The morning after a very busy 2 days at London Olympia Cafe Culture, a very interesting exhibition trade fair I've been to now for the fourth time, and I hope you've heard all the reports that I did from there, because interesting things. I met the latte art champion, and that was kind of something really, really special. Latte art champion UK 2013-2014 on the Conti espresso machine stand, and that was kind of great. But straight into coffee again this Friday morning, and Easy José from Bath area kindly sent me two samples of coffees, which I received a couple of days ago. I was eager to kind of start, but I didn't have the time to spend with that coffee. And as you know, every coffee needs love, time and attention to prepare good coffee. So I eased my way into this morning today with Easy José, and he sent me what sounds extremely promising. I love Peruvian coffees. This is a Peruvian microlot. I will try and pronounce that name. It's Secovaza Co-op, Sandia Valley, a bird-friendly, organic, fair trade certified espresso profile bean. And I tell you what, opening that bag, the aroma that just hit my nose is just so, so delicious. It's nutty, it's chocolatey, it's sweet. I mean, there's an amazing sweetness just coming out of that bag. And all the beans look very, very nicely roasted, so easy. Oh, I just got cut off here because I pressed the wrong button. I was eager to get back into my bag. But what was I going to say? I was going to say that this coffee just engaging already two senses, eyes and nose, just wants you to work with it. So, of course, I did. Went over and ground some coffee, put it through the R58 and extracted two beautiful shots. Absolutely beautiful in 30 seconds, 29 grams extraction, which is pretty much spot on. I dosed it at 18.5. This is always a starting point with me. 18.5, also guided a little bit by the basket that I have, my Precision Ridgeless basket. I've only got to feed the R58 with the best equipment that I can. But back to the coffee. Wow, it is just delightful. The mouthfeel is, it's not heavy, and it's just perfect. It just coats the tongue with a beautiful consistency. It just sends you on a journey, which I like. It's not just a one-track pony. It's just not one note. It just really sends you on a beautiful, the lovely entry is gentle. Then it moves on to something a bit kind of nuttier, chocolatey. Well, I've got Shirley with me, which I'm sending off to work now. And she cannot leave Coffee Mamba Jumba's HQ without her latte. Shirley, how was your latte?
Great. Easy José is very easy to enjoy and in a lovely, lovely way. Rich, full-bodied, balanced, like you say, interesting journey. It's not just that flat, burnt, chocolatey note. It's beautiful. And all I need to know is there another one left for tomorrow?
Oh, there is. Easy José sent me 250 grams, so we're going to get this and do a few little experiments with it as well. There was leftover from the latte, so my little piccolo, I did a piccolo as well, and that is delicious. So piccolo, just a bit more milk than a macchiato, and it works absolutely a treat. This is, wow, I mean, Easy José, I've met him a couple of times, and the only thing I don't know is I don't know where he roasts, who his roaster is. I just know that Easy José, José Melin is his name, he owns Easy José, and he actually knows a lot about coffee. And I must actually have more intensive chats with him, because I'm really curious as to where he's got all his knowledge from. I know that he works with a lady called Zoe, which was very nice. We had some very nice email communications, and they do their own blends. I guess that Easy José has got a specific roaster that he communicates with very well, that he kind of guides on profiles and stuff, because I must say he probably has an exquisite palate, because this coffee, and I mean, okay, I'm a convert to Peruvian coffees. I've had so many lovely Peruvian coffees, and this one is sitting high up there on the Peruvian, the Peruvian coffee mountain, actually a country that really one should visit. I mean, the Andes, and Cusco and all these areas. Wow. I can't rave enough, and I'm going to just finish my little piccolo here. And it's a delight. It's cooled down a little more because I've been chatting, but it's still very, very lovely. So he also sent me another bag, which is a blend, an espresso blend called Cane Field. And I'm going to get right onto that probably tomorrow, just to give it a bit of love and attention. And this one is promising. It's actually from Costa Rica, from Colombia, from Nicaragua, and from Ethiopia. Wow, what a combo. So be looking forward to tasting that one as well. For now, Easy José, José Meling, and Zoe, thank you so much for sending me these beautiful coffees. And this coffee is a treat. It's just gonna send me on another journey for today. The sun's out, ready to go to the Lido and have a swim. So thanks. But before I go, I know I've been going on and on and on. I've actually tried a bit of latte out today. So the picture that you will see with this recording is the latte that I did for Shirley. Nowhere near than the UK Latte Art Champion 2013, 2014. But it was great fun to hang out with him. And he taught me a little bit, but not enough.